all the countries around the world that grow dried sultanas present their figures. And overall, production's down about 8% when you look at that in a bit over a million tonne. That's a fair bit around the world. So production has dropped, and that's mainly due because of poor years in the USA because of drought over there. And in Turkey is the other major producing country. They've had frost and hail and anything else that can, you know, drop their production down.
If there's a lot less fruit coming out of Turkey and effectively potentially coming into the Australian market, what could that mean for Australian dried fruit producers?
One would hope that the price for Australian dried fruit will either stay where it is or go up a bit, because the Australian dollar's gone down, and for once, for a number of years that I can remember, the product that comes into Australia isn't cheaper than Australian product. And that was always the big issue with Australian dollar around 70 cents, and it'll go lower than that, they say. It looks very positive for Australian growers.
Do you expect to actually see a higher price at the farm gate for dried fruit growers?
Being a grower, I would think, yeah, for sure, no, that will happen. But being the chair of the industry, and we discuss some of these issues with some of the processors, I don't think it will fall, put it that way. And the meetings are just starting to happen. Some of the processors are starting to meet with their growers. I think there's one coming up next week, and there's another one in early January with Sunbeam. So the prices will be out there. I would like to think they will be firm, stay where they are or go up. I'm not an economist, but simple supply and demand tells you if there's less product and people still want it in the world, and it's a good product, you would hope the demand would drive the price.
Now, we've seen in this region when it comes to supply that we've even had, to some degree, some table grape growers who've changed their fruit to be able to use it as a dried fruit product. Is there still the demand there? Do we have enough vines in the ground, or are you still looking for either new growers to come into the industry or existing growers to expand what they're producing?
No, we haven't got enough. This year we did about 18,000 tonnes. Our strategic plan tells us that we want somewhere around 25,000 to 30,000 tonne. That is to hold markets, keep the processors with enough throughput to keep the costs down. Otherwise, naturally, they flow onto the growers. And that's why that diversification project that we got through RDV, which was the Murray-Darling Basin Diversification Project, that's been going well. We did the first call when it was announced by the minister, and we're actually just out there now, so doing another call. We've got a few applications in, but I urge any growers that are out there thinking that they might want to be planting vines next August, they should be talking to the nurseries and organising vines, but they should be filling out the application form